This episode of Super GG Radio is brought to you by our Patreon. Patrons of the show can get our Dogs of Super GG Radio newsletter, Super GG Radio stickers to slap on your closest PC or bag, input on what we cover, game nights with the hosts, and even a chance to win a copy of an indie we talked about. Not only that, but 90% of all patron contributions go to the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. Visit patreon.com/superggradio to learn more.
Previously on Super GG Radio.
You want to see all the red coins I found?
Nope.
No, here at Super GG Radio, we do not condone the use of red coins. Super GG Radio is not affiliated with any red coin creators.
Like, oh, the first map is Asgard, which also looks like that Golden City map from Overwatch. Okay.
it's so bad. It looks so much like it. I can't watch. I've made it 15 seconds close, right? into the trailer. I can't do this. I'm sorry. What's good, internet, and welcome to session 249 of Super GG Radio, where friends chat about video games and all things adjacent. We made it to April. You know what that means. Less time for games, more time for outdoor activities. You guys are excited? I mean,
we live in Chicago, Getty. It literally snowed.
You're implying that it snowed more than once this week?
Twice.
Well, baseball started, so I'll be your baseball all-star, Eric Getty Gettinger. With me, as always, is X Games founder and inventor of the Xbox Kickflip 640, Alex Arona.
Getty, Street League has already been, we're on like our third event of the year out of like 12. It is a great season. Tony Hawk and I used to be cool until we tried to make our own vodka with George Clooney. And there was a fire. Someone was on fire. It was called BDP Vodka. I don't know what that joke is. What does that mean?
I'm not even going to ask what those letters stand for. I don't know, man. I was hoping that you'd come up with something, but...
No, I got nothing.
All right. It was worth a shot.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
I'll tell you what I thought it was when we go to our first break. Also with us is not Joel of the podcast, Alec Parks.
I am super glad to be not Joel this week.
I know it's kind of a weak opening, but it made me laugh, so.
That's what's important. We do it for ourselves.
I definitely write the openings explicitly for myself. So anytime we get a laugh out of it, I'm surprised. And we are too glad that you are not Joel, Alec. This week, we're going to take a nap in early adopters. We'll joke around in the news before reaching that final hurdle in the backlog. Whatever that means. So let's do it. Let's go to early adopters where we play alphas, betas, and games. Y'all seen these robots? They're everywhere. I felt like there were so many games this week that involved robots.
See,
maybe just two of them.
I'm glad that you're really starting to get that I'm putting these together in a theme. I pick and choose to be thematic, and you're picking up on that. I like it.
I just thought that you picked games that were available for us to play.
Nope. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that are available to play.
You say that, but I've done that job before.
I have a window with seven tabs of different games that we're gonna try in the next couple episodes.
Says who?
I can pull it up if you want.
No, don't do it.
There you go.
We're gonna talk about the
games. Share your screen on Discord. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, nothing is
especially
nothing
for the producer
who's
putting it all together.
You can get us in trouble. We're gonna get kicked off the internet like that time we got yelled at for trying to sell red coins. Anyway. We got two robot games this week. Let's start with Servonauts. Hey, you guys played Servonauts?
Sure did.
So, for those of you that have not played Servonauts, you may be familiar with a little game called Overcooked. And similar to that, Servonaut has you, this little character on the screen running around and interacting with objects. It's much more simplistic, though. You are taking a hose, you're running over to a machine, connecting it to the machine, and then connecting it to another machine so that it sprays out whatever color fluid that you're trying to get it to create.
So you have machines that spit out different colored inks.
Yes.
And then cars will appear out of these like little elevators, and you have to just jam the car full of whatever color it says.
Yes. So this is, I think we were only able to play it single player. Did you try and do a round of multiplayer?
I did not.
I only did single player.
Okay. I was not explicitly clear on what I was supposed to be doing to start. It does lay out like, hey, each one of these machines has a different color fluid that it produces. And then I was like, all right, let's just take this hose and jam it in. And then nothing happened. I was like, all right. Actually, no. The car like flies up and explodes.
When you put the wrong one in.
Yeah, so I did that a couple of times. And I was like, wait, I must be doing something wrong. And then I figured out like, okay, you need to arrange the cables or the pipes, tubes, what have you.
The tubes.
So yeah, that it produces the correct hoses. Color.
The hooses.
So you got to know your basic colors here.
And then you also get like little connectors to get two hooses into one hoose. So you get like the blue and red turns into a purple color of ink and it shoots out the other end of the hoose. And if there are multiple cars popping up, so you can imagine this really is like a multiplayer nonsensical situation because everybody will be running around with different hooses and they wrap around, they have physics, so they can get tangled up and get stuck on corners and everything. So this does look like a lot of fun. I was thinking about this one, thinking, man, we should probably play this for Extra Life, shouldn't we?
That's what I was thinking, playing it.
Daddy, do we have that doc ready to go?
No. We got 8, 12, 14 months.
Can we get that project, that doc ready to go?
You got 7 months. 7 months.
Yeah, I got some games for it, though.
Okay, here, let's do this. Next week, when Joel is back, can you just lay into him about how we don't have a doc for Extra Life?
You're the one who makes it, isn't it you?
Probably, but it'd just be more fun if you're like, oh, I'm doing all the legwork over here. Nobody's doing it. I've already got 6 games that we're going to play. So Servonauts, yes, for sure this is a multiplayer madness kind of scenario. I know that some of the fun in Overcooked is that you can quite literally like run into one of your teammates and incapacitate them. While you're trying to scoot around the kitchen as quickly as possible, I'll be interested to see if Servonauts has something similar. As Alex said, the hose physics, they are kind of wacky. So I imagine maybe if you're grabbing onto one side and somebody else is grabbing onto another side, it can get crazier. I don't know. That's just speculation.
Yeah, and some of these levels look pretty wild, too.
I tried to do the second, or I don't remember what it was called, Death Moon or something really dramatic.
Okay, yeah.
But it had you needing to create a series of the hoses to connect it on the other side of the map. So it's like, all right, you need to do red, but in order to do red, you had to go all the way to the other side. At the same time, there's platforms that are flipping up and down, and if you miss it, you just like fall off. You got to get reset. Oh, did we mention that there's timers on the cars? So, yeah, okay. So you only have a certain amount of time in order to fill up the car before it will just disappear. But if you do it correctly, then it shoots coins at you.
Which is really what you want.
I always want somebody to shoot coins at me.
Absolutely.
And the more coins
you get paid. When I do it in person, all you do is complain.
Well, you're doing it wrong, all right? There's a right way to shoot coins at people.
Are you going to tell us how in the break?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to tell the internet.
I was waiting for it, too.
I'm not even going to tell you in the break. You got to pay for that.
What's next, Getty?
Well, I mean, we played Servonauts.
I mean, I will tell you that I wishlisted Servonauts.
Okay. That's good. Alec, how about you? You wishlisting that?
I'm going to wait for it to hit Switch, because this seems like a good game to play with my kids.
That would do it. I did not wishlist it, because I thought that Alex would, and then pretty sure he'll buy it immediately. And that's Absolutely. that's how I will play this game.
Done.
Oh, yes.
Through the transitive property.
Day one, baby.
Oh, I'm glad that we made that a thing.
Absolutely.
Alex, day one Arona.
That's how it works.
Yeah. He's already like 130 hours into Final Fantasy VII Part 2.
Because that's how that works.
I mean, man, I'm like 80 hours into Persona, so how couldn't you be 130 hours into Final Fantasy?
Because that's how that works. That's how math works.
Well, speaking of games that are probably going to increase my backlog, I'm going to jump right to it. We're going to talk about Stellar Blade.
Oh, man.
This is a game that I guess is getting some negative or positive attention online. I don't really understand it. What I do
it's very positive. People are very, very horny for this game.
Thank you for that visual. What I do understand about Stellar Blade is that it, in a lot of ways, reminds me of Nier. From the way that the character moves, some of the combat, and even the music. Specifically, the music had me thinking like, wow, this is, it gave me real Nier vibes.
We've gone to like that concert a bunch of times now. At this point, I mean, we know those songs like the back of our hands, and it's just like, I at one point, so it is a Bayonetta Nier style, platinum style game, sexy action. And
I like how you threw sexy action.
I think that's how they described Bayonetta, was like,
well,
sexy
that was
action.
Like up in your face, like
this was up in your
nudity.
Face.
This was not your character is naked all the
there
time.
There was a lot of physics. There was a lot of physics.
But
also, there's gear. There's gear. Did you check the gear?
What do you mean gear? I know that you're able to switch outfits at some point.
No, yeah, they're costume gear. Or you could just take it off.
I did not realize that. I only had a couple of items that I was able to equip throughout the course of the game. I was more interested in finally getting the ability to craft items. So anyway, Stellar Blade opens up. You're a soldier of sorts. You're getting dropped onto a planet, and you're combating against these crazy-looking monsters, all organic monsters. And basically, your squad is wiped out, and you are the lone survivor. And you have to figure out, I guess, a way to save Earth. I think we're on Earth. I'm going to say we're on Earth.
They kind of make reference that this is where civilization has been, like, kind of pretty much destroyed.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, I guess if you want to be naked, you can be naked. But I don't see the reason for. You're just going to take more damage if you're naked, right?
Yes, because it's actually stat based. That's why I said it's not costumes; it's actually gear.
Yeah.
Well, you just need to get good and dodge.
I guarantee there's probably going to be a trophy for it. Like, beat the game naked.
I don't know. That seems a little bit too crazy. But, all right. As far as gameplay goes, combat is fast-paced. You have a dodge. One of the nice things about this is it is similar to a Souls game in when you die. You get, like, kicked back a little bit, but what you don't have to worry about is your stamina. And I know that that's a concern for some people when they're trying a Souls game, because the difficulty can be with balancing your movement and being able to attack and block. So you don't have to worry about this in Stellar Blade, but you do have some abilities that will go on a recharge.
Yep, cooldown.
Yeah, you gotta be mindful of that.
Well, it's not a cooldown. The more you attack, parry, or perfect dodge, it will increase the meter.
The dash attack is on a cooldown. But
yes, dash attack is?
Yeah. But what you're describing, Alex, yeah, you get a couple of attacks that will charge up as you do more damage. Mm-hmm. And So regular combat can be a little bit difficult and tricky as you're trying to figure out the character and the movement. And then bosses, oh boy, bosses are big, gnarly, in-your-face monsters. They're terrifying.
I could not figure out the parry. Like, I could on normal enemies.
It is.
I could not do it on bosses.
Yeah, it's super obnoxious with the timing. I say that because the screen will change colors, and it'll flash at you, like, hey, you could definitely dodge this. And I must have done that tutorial for quite a while, trying to figure out the dodge. Because I couldn't get...
Again, I figured it out on regular enemies.
So, did you complete this demo, Alex?
I did not, no.
You do get, like, a special dodge towards the end if you make it to the last camp? Yeah. Oh, then you were right at the end.
Well, no, you get it right away.
No, not this dodge. It's a different one.
Oh, yeah.
But you...
No, but I was saying is that the parry, though, they give you, like, a good tutorial. Like, I couldn't figure it out on bosses, but on normal enemies, it just... They would flash, like, a bright red color.
Right. Yeah. And the several enemies that you do encounter, they vary pretty well. It's not all of the same thing that's coming after you. I think that this is, graphically, it's very nice, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's everything looks shiny and kind of wet, like a brand new car. Everything is, like, waxed, spit shine, making it weird here. But the enemy design is really good. There's, like, really, like, cool demonic characters with giant wings and really heavily detailed. They show, like, the remains of, like, civilization, and you just see these giant skyscrapers that are destroyed. But also there's, like, really intense, like, faces carved onto the building.
Mm-hmm.
So, they do a lot with it, and that's pretty cool. But just in general, it just looks fantastic.
Yeah. Gives you a lot to do. Even in the small demo that is available, I found myself exploring every nook and cranny, trying to find anything to help me play.
Yeah, and I think that it does put a lot of the, like, oh, you're a robot and your job is to figure out what happened to humanity. It's like, okay, that's a lot of Nier. And it's like, go to the camp and rest, but then all the enemies respawn. It's like, okay, it's Dark Souls. And then, like, perfect dodge and kind of the character with, like, a sexy outfit and how, like, the poses are just, like, a little bit more, like, more seductive than they should be. Then you get your Bayonetta. So there's a lot of stuff combined. Color me intrigued. I'm interested because, again, the music... just sounds like a good Nier Automata, like, you know, don't copy my homework, but don't copy my homework. You know what I mean? Make it look like it's yours. It does a good job with that, the detail. Even just the camps, like, I remember it, like, being this, like, kind of orchestra music that was kind of intense as I'm wandering around fighting enemies in this waste, like, this wasteland. And then it's like, oh, you can rest at this camp. And the camp is, like, a chair, a vending machine, and a record player for some reason. And as soon as you walk into it, the music... like, just dulls into a low singing that's just delightful. And then she, like, can go to the vending machine and buy stuff and upgrades. And then she just sits down politely and hangs out while the record player plays. And if you go to the record player, you can switch songs to the next, like, orchestral, like, mellow. Because the camp music is more mellow and try to, like, tone down the stress levels because it could probably get pretty intense. But it just sounds like, again, like, those the weird, like... children singing using a fake language, Nier style music. So it's all a good down to the details. It's a very intriguing package.
Yep, a lot to take in. Really,
this is one I look forward to for sure.
This, we were talking a little bit off before the podcast when we did get to try the demo. I have a lot. I don't know if I'm going to make the $70 purchase on day one. I do like the style. I like the gameplay. It seems like it has something that I'll enjoy. Probably wait. I did get Like a Dragon in the mail this week, so.
Ooh, I still just kind of play. I still just got to play Liza P, man.
Yeah, and Final Fantasy 16 and Persona 3 and Final Fantasy 7. You should probably play games, Alex.
You act as if I'm not.
Well, if it really gets bad, then maybe you'll be playing games in your sleep. Just like Dream Sweeper.
Guys, I'm not good at Minesweeper.
That is an understatement. I think I also knew that I wasn't good at Minesweeper. But, Alec, how about you?
I'm okay at Minesweeper.
And are you okay at this game?
Yeah, I was.
Very okay at it.
Very okay at it.
Dream Sweeper. Tell us about Dream Sweeper, Alec.
So you are a character going through a dream sequence, and you have these randomly generated levels. It's a roguelite, and you are stepping on areas that have black holes littered throughout them. And your goal is to avoid the black holes, following the Minesweeper rules.
And so you see the numbers pop up on the floor as you go over the tiles.
And every number that pops up is how many tiles it's touching that has a black hole. For those who don't know how Minesweeper works.
So that's how that works.
Yes. So if you've got a one...
I feel like he knew how that works.
I know how it works.
Oh, okay.
I know how it works.
And then it's got a little these little combat sequences that really remind me of Crypt of the Necrodancer.
There we go.
Yep. Where you get the four, the up, down, left, right arrows, and you have to press them as the attacks come in. And pressing them as the attacks come in will block the attack and send it back at the enemy. Hearts you want to not hit because they need to heal you.
I thought you had to hit those too to get the heals.
Getty, what was your verdict on this one?
I don't remember seeing any hearts.
Okay. Well, then we're all in the middle.
nobody really knows what the homework was, huh?
Nope.
Try this demo.
I wishlisted it.
There we go. You wishlisted Dream Sweeper?
Yes, I did. I'm looking forward to playing that on my Steam Deck.
Nice. It's not too graphically intensive, but the character designs look pretty well for pixel art, right? It's pixel art?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that just in general, like, the music was kind of, like, you know, chippy, and then a little character action. All the characters look really well designed and look cutesy. Overall, I think that this is, like, a really, you know, just like we try to find new ideas, or we try to find these interesting takes on the old ideas. This one I thought was a pretty cool one.
Yeah. It was cozy. I didn't feel imminently threatened by anything. It had some action.
That's because you're fine with Minesweeper.
I'm not good at it.
It was very stressful
for me. I didn't go into full panic mode whenever I was like, there is a moment of panic when you step on the ground and it says 5. And then you're like, do you mean 5?
I was sweating.
I guess there's 3 squares I can move to, and then, yeah, from there it just gets dicey. Again, Dream Sweeper. This is a game we played.
This is a game we played.
Yep. So let's have some sweet dreams and take a break to take a nap.
Ooh, nap time.
This is the news from Super GG Radio, now with 32% more April Fool's jokes. Yeah! It's that time of the year. We get all of our April Fool's jokes. I kind of miss, I think it was last year or the year before when we did record on April Fool's. Whew! That was a fun one. I think we got Brock that April time.
Are you April Fooling me now?
No.
I don't remember it ever being fun.
Oh, Alex. That's my line. All right.
Got to before you did.
Let's run through some April Fool's jokes. For those of you that don't use the internet, much like me, you have to rely on Super GG Radio for news. And Alex was kind enough to find all the funniest things that he could on the internet for April Fool's. The one thing that I got to experience for April Fool's was Magic the Gathering Arena. It was like, check out, you can have Dwayne the Rock as a companion pet. I was like, what? I went on, and it's just a rock with googly eyes that they named Dwayne. Yeah. So that is my current companion whenever I'm playing. All right. In other video game hilarity, this one is for Alex. Guilty Gear Strive's Dan character.
His name is Malcolm Myers, and he is like instantly just gets wrecked in the video. It's like, oh, okay. This character looks cool. Oh, wait, no. This character is completely useless.
He kind of looked cool, though.
He did look cool, but and then just instantly getting wrecked makes him really not cool after that.
That's how fighting games work, though. This one's kind of a miss on me, but I understand that Guilty Gear fans definitely enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Next one. I thought this was really funny. Virtual Boy Pro. So, for those of you that don't remember the Virtual Boy, it was a thing.
This is just like the Switch strapped to their faces.
Yeah. That's the new 3D, right? You just strap things to your face.
And what's cool is that they try to make it like an AR thing, and you just see people like driving because you're playing like an in-game Mario Kart while like driving with the Switch strapped to your face.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
I could see people doing that.
I mean, people are doing that with the Meta Quest 3 now because like, they have that. Well, because it's like all like cameraed out around it.
Yeah. Still doesn't seem safe.
I don't know, man. I was in a Tesla for like the first time ever recently, and that whole thing, I'm like, this doesn't seem safe. This seems like the size of my monitor on the dashboard. Mm-hmm. But then like seeing that it's just like cameraed out everywhere, like it's yeah.
So you're getting a Tesla? Is that what you said?
It just felt like I don't have to pay attention to driving. I could just look at the monitor and drive safely. And that feels weird to me.
You could just
drive like this. Please, no, because it had camera. It showed me the car in the and with all the lanes next to it where all the other cars were from a top-down view perspective. And then at the same time, it also showed me satellite footage of the car driving.
That doesn't seem safe.
And this is like multi-windows, like a normal, like if you imagine having like a browser and like with Google Maps satellite feed and then other window. And then as soon as you hit the blinker, another camera pops up in the corner amongst all these other windows that shows your blind spot.
See, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But now it does make more sense to me because I'm like, man, why does that person in the Tesla not know what they're doing? And you've just pointed out it's because they're watching themselves drive and not actually drive.
But there's cameras everywhere. It should be the safest thing ever.
It should be.
You can drive without looking out the window.
No, come on.
No, don't.
Please.
Getty, I think we have a new bet. Oh, let's test drive a Tesla and get real weird with it and make some money. I'll make some money off of you guys. If I could drive an hour without looking up from the windshield, you owe me money.
You owe
me a PS5. You owe me a PS5.
Nobody is one.
Make this deal.
I'm not taking that deal. Bet because it puts other people at risk.
Yep.
Two, stop it. Just stop. We need to get Kenan Thompson on this podcast for the 6 seconds it takes him to do the no. And then we
smack
clip
me in
that.
The face.
Yeah, we clip that and we keep it, and that's the podcast from now on.
No.
And whenever Alex is acting up, we get the no. All right. Next to April Fool's joke, Pal World now more than just pals. Oh boy. Imagine Pal World as a visual novel dating sim?
Yep.
I'm not okay with this.
And you're definitely dating pals.
It got real weird there towards the end too. Oh. Yeah. Boy. So Pal World. We had Alex play that for the podcast.
I liked it. I have a friend that keeps telling me to get back in. He's like, come on, man. I've already built up more than half the world. I beat our world. I was like, I don't know if I want to play that much.
I thought that you were going to. You got to play it.
I played like 15 hours.
50 hours?
15.
Those are rookie numbers.
What's next?
Next. That's Razor and their Cthulhu chair.
It's just Doc Ock arms that come out of nowhere.
Nothing brings you closer to embracing the abyss than this chair, I guess.
What was real funny is there's one scene where he's playing the Switch and the game, and the arms are playing like a Call of Duty on his PC, and he looks up from his Switch and goes, It's real stupid.
All right. I don't know what this is, but sure.
What is it?
Naraka Blade Point's new weapon.
Okay, so Naraka Blade Point is more of like a ninja style Fortnite.
Okay.
You and a crew try to do a battle royale, but it's more like more combat sword based. And in this, they added hands. You just like slap people in the face, and at some point you can pick up your partner and use them as a weapon. And they're dual wielding people as weapons. There's a lot of different, like, finger guns was part of one of the weapons. They kind of did a lot with it, saying like, okay, now you're just using your hands, and that's pretty funny. You can get a buff where everyone just claps for you. It's real stupid.
All right. I take it that this one was actually kind of comical too. Shovel Knight. Licensed dermatologist. How do you want to get skin like Shovel Knight? I guess just throw some dirt on it.
Yeah, they were trying to advertise the Shovel Knight approved skincare treatment, and it was just like a fancy container with dirt.
I like that.
Yeah.
This one was lost on me, but still kind of funny. Yeah, we'll go with it's funny. Dead by Daylight, My Little Oni villain. Giant Oni demon, and then everybody is tiny little people running around. So I guess the villain that they created was the size of a skyscraper, looked like. No running from that, huh?
Yep, and that's what kind of makes it funny. Just like, oh! Massive, like there's no, like the game is based on kind of like a little bit that you're being chased and you can hide or you can like juke them. It's like, no, you can't really juke that thing. Thing's just a skyscraper. Though I think this might have been funnier with Godzilla, but it's hard to get that license nowadays.
Oh, he's yeah.
He's so hot right now.
Oh.
And pink.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Godzilla's spines on the back of his back are all pink
yeah.
now.
You know, I saw a bit of that Kong versus Godzilla thing, and yeah, you're right. I saw that. I see what you're saying.
You should go see it.
I got to see that Minus Zero. I hear that's real good.
Yeah. Go see it. Did you see it yet? Alex.
No. Well,
Alex, go see it.
We can just like leave this podcast and go see it.
All right.
I'll see you guys next week.
Every week. Every week. Just kidding. But you know what I'm not kidding about? But this is a very funny. This might be the funniest joke yet. April Fool's prank. Cyberpunk 2077 now on floppy disk. Alex, how many floppy disks?
A lot of floppy disks. It ended up being, they were saying 97,619 floppy disks. And they showed like a big stack of them too, right, Alec?
Yeah, they did.
Guys.
That was pretty funny.
The amount of space that takes up is comical. Maybe we're old enough to appreciate the floppy disk, but I'm just thinking about how many, like, in the space that I'm sitting in, could I fit that many floppy disks on my desk?
No.
I don't think that I could.
It took a table. But what's funnier for me was that they were all labeled, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, imagine, like, you put the disk in, please insert disk 2, and you're like, okay. It's like up to 92,000. Please put in floppy disk 92,510. Okay, where is that one? Shoot.
At that point,
it's over here. I found it.
You are already committed. I don't think you can go back after.
Oh no!
Yeah, you have to organize. Could you imagine organizing them in a row? Because you have to. Because if you miss, like, you know, if they're out of order, it's going to be impossible to find the disc you need.
Yeah.
So box gets shaken in transit. You're just SOL.
You're really going to have to count to 92,000.
I kind of want to do this. I'm sick enough. Let's do it. Let's see if they'll give us that many floppy disks.
There was a streamer who counted to, I think, like 10,000 or something. Like, that was his streams.
Yeah, did he have people watching him?
Yeah.
A lot of people?
It was a famous streamer. But that was a stream. He was like, all right, I'm going to count. It was something. Maybe it was like a thought. Maybe it was. It's more. You can count to 1,000.
Like,
so it's probably
like a lot of people, Alex.
It took a. He didn't do it in a single. How about this? He didn't do it in a single sitting.
Like, if I start counting, will we get viewers?
Maybe.
We've got 1, 4.
2.
We gotta get that press, man. You gotta do some publicity stunts.
No, Joel's you do.
Being the bad guy, and you could just be counting.
That's it. That's our.
Did you not hear the? Did you not hear the Twitch April Fool's joke? Mary Kish over there putting cacti on Twitch.
Didn't she have like silent reading last year?
Yep. This year was different Twitch categories, including cat, or inanimate objects.
Nice.
I like inanimate objects.
Balloon stuck in tree. There was a bunch of good ones.
You got a lot of free time over there, huh?
Yes, they do.
All right, now to real news, or what we've determined to be real. Some of it might be made up. We'll let you decide.
Rumors.
Hit me.
I hate that word. New leak suggests the Dead Cells team is working on a new Prince of Persia game in early access. Didn't we just get a Prince of Persia game?
Yes, yeah, and it's supposed to be very good. But
did you play it?
Getty.
Alex. I'm day one.
the Ubisoft has been trying to rebrand that. Like, they're really kind of struggling with their IP at the moment. Far Cry has not been giving them what they want. Skull and Bones did not give them what they want. So really, they got to revitalize somehow. And the answer is pump the system full of Prince of Persia.
All right.
Cool.
I mean, I did like Dead Cells, so.
Yeah.
It was a very good game.
What? Why are you zooming in on yourself? Dun, dun, dun. Dramatic look, Alex.
It's an audio medium, Getty.
That's why I made the noise. You don't remember the dramatic look of
Gopher? I, of course, remember the dramatic looking dog. I know what we're talking about. I'm trying to get us moving.
Stop. All right. Silksong.
Yeah,
it's a joke, right? This is April Fool's. We got to move it up into the other category.
Nope.
Silksong, the fabled sequel of that other game that we can't mention anymore.
Why? Love Hollow Knight.
Because Silksong is replacing it.
Nope.
Gets an ESRB rating, suggesting that this year or early next year, the game might come out.
Yep, and other games like that, Silent Hill 2 Remake just got its ESRB rating, so people are expecting that this year. So
are they?
Yeah.
Is that what they want?
Hmm. We're about to find out. Konami's trying to get it back, baby.
Hopefully.
We also got Metal Gear Solid 3 this year, baby. Konami, man.
Day one.
I mean, that Metal Gear Solid collection was not what it needed to be.
So you got to get the other one on day one, right?
Maybe. We'll see.
Tekken 8 players beg for a stage at Waffle House. Y'all been to a Waffle House?
Yeah.
I need to go.
It is. It's a place. They have waffles.
It's funnier because the one of the creators had to come out and go, why do you guys want this? And then also came back and goes, okay, I understand the joke now, but it is licensed, so it's not something that we can readily do.
I mean, there was that news article about the Florida man who got a Waffle House tattoo and got sued. So, probably not the best idea.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is wild. Buckshot Roulette goes 1.0.
$2. Yep, play that game.
$2.69 right now. It's $3, 10% off.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, people should play this game.
Alex already played it to completion. He saw credits.
I play every game to completion.
No, you don't. You're a liar.
That's not true. It's simply not true.
It's like Joel being good at video games.
Yeah, that's not
true. Yeah, I said it.
I died multiple times in that Mass Effect. He ain't being that bad of a guy.
Objectively bad at video games. Buckshot Roulette, we played that earlier this year. This year? On the podcast? That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Check out that episode if you don't know what it is. Or go buy it right now for less than $3. We got some April releases. These are games that we probably played here on the podcast.
I just started realizing that April is looking pretty kind of packed. So I was like, well, I should probably just list all the ones that we're really excited for.
Oh, I'm excited for this one. Can I say the thing?
Nope.
Mm-mm. All right. First one.
Legally, we can't.
Children of the Sun, April 9th. That's coming up. Check that one out. We got Europa. Europa? Who played Europa? We all did?
I don't remember this one.
This one is kind of, it's like a big open world, and your character like can like jump and float, and you're just exploring and collecting little particles and getting letters about why your grandfather moved left Earth to go live on Europa, the moon of Jupiter.
Oh, I don't remember that one. Okay.
Yeah. It was good. It was very like very whimsical, very just kind of like explore around and jump around 3D.
All right. That's April 16th. Also on April 16th, this one's exciting, Harold Halibut. We played that one very recently. Beautiful.
That's coming about, that people are...
Stop motion, animated, trapped under the water. Yeah, that one's...
People are really talking about that one.
That one's really exciting. That was the one where we started doing the podcast and was like, yep, this one was only 36 gigabytes of my hard drive.
Yes.
That's a big commitment for a demo.
It is.
So I can't wait to see what the full version looks like. We got Sandland. That's happening. April 26th.
There we go.
And then last, and we definitely talked about it this week, Stellar Blade. Also April 26th.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the giant blockbusters, but I think that we're going to have some stuff to talk about.
I don't know, I'm having a good year.
Oh, no, I'm very excited for the year. I'm very excited. People are worried that this is kind of going to be the end for as far as like, oh, yeah, the rest of the year is going to be kind of nothing. But I'm very excited for all of these, and our backlog's already massive. So,
speak for yourself. Some of us finish. I'm a closer.
Yeah, some of us are judgy people.
Yeah,
who hurt our feelings.
No, come on. You cut that out right now. All right, we're moving on to the best part of the podcast. Freebies. All right.
Thank you.
So now we're going to run through all of those games that you can pick up for free this week. Make sure to go out and do it sooner than later in case, they go away.
By the way, did you guys get that one, that free game that was only free on April Fool's?
No.
I did not.
Okay. Which game was that?
Yes, I did. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
It's called Content Warning. You and your friends are going into spooky areas trying to go viral.
Ah.
So your friends are filming you do, like, flossing while, like, ghosts are trying to murder you. It sounds hilarious.
Hopefully it is as much fun as advertised. Okay, we're going to start with Outer Worlds, Spacer's Choice Edition. Outer Worlds, first person Fallout game in space. And this comes with all the DLC on the Epic Game Store.
If you like Fallout, but are like me and are intimidated by the sheer size and amount of content there is, and get kind of lost in the quest system where there's too many quests and too much stuff, I feel like Outer Worlds is the one where it really just kind of like condenses it and keeps a pretty sharp focus, which is what I like.
Yep. Next up, we have Thief over on the Epic Game Store.
This is not old good thief. This is new bad thief.
That's all we're going to say.
Oh, yep. I got it. Yeah, I wasted my free money. Yeah. I want a refund.
I think it came out 2013.
Congrats. You could get that thing. They were just basically giving it away at one point, and now it's free.
Oh, yeah. If you can get it from Steam for like pennies.
Just wait for a sale. Mm-hmm. We've got Project Playtime over on Steam.
Based on the Poppy Playtime world, it is a multiplayer game in that universe where you're extracting and hiding from weird, not animatronic, but like giant mascot killer toys.
Terrifying.
Yep.
We have Undecember over on Steam.
A hack and slash action RPG, which players are able to surpass the conventional limits of skill by endlessly combining variety of skill and link runes, become a rune hunter, and experience the joy of farming and growth. It looks a little like Diablo. So if you're looking for a new Diablo-like, Undecember.
Nice. Grapples Galore over on Steam.
Gang Beasts had a grapple hook.
Ooh.
That's it. You're not going to say anything else.
That's all you need. This game looks sick. Early access now. It's already on my account.
Good. We got Dungeon Defenders 2 on Steam.
If you like yourself some tower defense, Dungeon Defenders has always had what you're looking for. Now it is free, but it is a third-person action. You create towers and little paths so that the enemies will slowly get demolished, and you also can be different classes where you can do spells and stuff to attack while the waves are incoming.
Cool, 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 cool. Last but not least, this has a warning with it. Sector Zero. Wishlist this on Steam. It will be free.
It's not out yet, but it looks really cool. Sector Zero, it's a reverse horror physics-based game. Essentially, it's parkour. But you're the monster who lives on in an alien mine, and it's been in slumber forever. And all of a sudden, humans came to mine your mine, and you are unhappy about it. So you will parkour your way through the mines to stop the humans from mining your mine and breaking your home.
All right,
looks pretty cool.
Curse those humans.
Sector Zero, also, if you're going to look for it on Steam, it is in all caps. Sector Zero.
All right, so that'll be it for the news. Let's just go ahead and cancel the rest of the episode. Fine, we can take a break.
Thank you.
with the Backlog Blog, where we play games, where Alex finally gets to do his favorite thing. Rob a bank.
Yeah, rob a bank. You both know me since I was very young. And you also both know that I've said on multiple occasions over the course of the 20-something years I've known you that I've always wanted to rob a bank.
No, you know, well, maybe he used to tell you that, but I distinctly remember Alex saying, "Hey, man, can you pay $5 to get payday 2 so that we can rob banks together?" And I paid $5, and I have robbed precisely 0 banks in that game with Alex because he's never wanted to play it. But we did play payday 3.
I want to play payday all day. You don't ever want to play.
That's not true.
I literally texted you last night. I was like, "Hey, man, you want to do Helldivers?"
That's
not
payday.
Like, you ignored me. You ignored me. I think you have me on ignore.
No, it's been a week. Let's just leave it at that. But you know what? Turnip Boy, which was a game, it's now a series of games. We played Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion last year. Yep. And this year, and today, Alex is going to tell you about Turnip Boy Robs a Bank.
What I find funny is that the titles are kind of wild. In like, oh, he's going to commit tax evasion. When really, I mean,
it's tax evasion. Like, so the premise for Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion is that you just didn't pay your taxes. And you didn't know about them.
And so, also, it's like the taxes, it's like a, you know, it's like a Robin Hood little, like a whatever the sheriff of Nottingham situation where he's like, "Give me some gold." And you're like, "I don't have any gold." And then he's like, "You're committing tax evasion." And you're like, "Wait, what?"
It's like, "I didn't do anything. I didn't know I had to pay taxes." And it's like, "Well, you did." So how does Turnip Boy rob a bank? Is it on purpose?
it is, but also it's a real weird situation. It's very much the like, "Oh, last time you defeated a god, so things are getting kind of like the world is kind of in disarray, and I'm telling you right now that guy owns a super bank, and I'm pretty sure that guy is evil, and he's the one that killed your dad. So we should probably go and, you know, see
what's
up with that bank.
You have to."
And,
it's the only logical choice.
You kind of get swept up in this crackpot team, which is all made up of characters from your fan favorite characters from Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion, because all of those characters are just so random.
The sandwich lady?
No, the pickle that was in the jar. The jar was his prison. Remember, he was in prison?
Yeah.
He's like, "Get me out of this jar." Yeah. He's out of the jar. And there's like a tomato cyborg. He was in the other one. There's a lot of characters in here. And they say, "Okay, you got 2 minutes, go in the bank." And you go in the bank and you're like shaking people down. And then there are guards you have to shoot or use a sword on. And you find like some safes, but they're like, "Oh, you need C4 for this." And it's like, "Okay." And you just kind of collect as much money as you can. And then after 2 minutes, cops start dropping from the ceiling and you got to fight them off. And you get, there's a star, there's a Grand Theft Auto star rating.
Ooh. Okay.
And the longer you fight them and defeat them, eventually, like, the owner just goes, "You know what? I'm gassing the place. I'm done with this." And then all of a sudden your health starts depleting and you got to get out. And then it's 2 minutes. And then you have however long it takes before the guy gasses the place. And after that, you go back to the hideout and the guy goes, "Great job. You got enough money. Go on the dark web and get more stuff that can get you further into the bank."
You didn't say it right.
Dark web.
There we go.
And so you buy upgrades, but also things that let you get further in. Like, you come to a point where a guy's like, "Hey, this is my box fort, and you can't get into the box fort society." And so you have to buy a cardboard box for like $12,000 on the dark web. And then you can go into that area, which is like a whole nother section of the game. And so it's weirder because he's like, "Oh, I go rob the bank again. Do it again." And it's the same thing. You're just 2 minutes. And then you come back out and he's like, "Great job." And you buy stuff and you move forward. He goes, "Do it again." And so it's very much a roguelike, but it's just kind of funny how every time it's just like, "Well, I guess I'm robbing the bank again." it's a weird thing to make repetitive, because it's not like there are other banks. It's the same bank.
It's always the same bank?
Yeah. At a certain point, you got to think that they're not just doing the right things about security. And then after all of that, you progress through and you find a bunch of bosses. Not like, you know, five bosses.
Just five.
Yeah, they give you, well, there's four, the bonus, and then kind of a last boss. There's a bonus one, and I definitely got that. There are some also random elements. There is, you'll find occasional elevators that, they're always in the same spot, but the elevator, that doors that pop open, they have different themes. So there's like a demonic area that the guy will say, hey, I want you to... take this scythe, and you'll have two weapon slots, so you gotta take the scythe, and he goes, the enemies that you defeat, I get their souls, and if you get a certain number of souls, I'll give you a special weapon, but it's only for that run.
Okay.
But sometimes you'll find like one of the elevators will be a swimming pool that had a locker room, and you can put a weapon in the locker, and then that weapon will be available next time, you know, like you find
neat.
Different yeah and there's different quests. And there was one real funny one where I found like a peaceful tree room, and all the characters are mushrooms, and they're talking to me, and he's like, "If you talk to my worshippers, you'll get what we're about." And I'm like, "Okay." And I go to a mushroom, and he's like, "I got a quest for you." And I'm like, "Great." And he goes, "Kill 17 of those guards." And I'm like, "Okay." I go to the next one. And he goes, "Hey, you know the SWAT team that are dressed like donuts? Kill 30 of those." And all of them are just like killing the police officers. I was like, oh.
With the way the Turnip Boy, the original, was, I'm not too surprised. The mushrooms, I thought it was going to be something super violent, or he'd be like, eat me. Like, yeah. Dude, should I? And then it just gets really psychedelic. I would believe that that's their MO, too.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So there's a lot of good humor here, and I think that it's kind of another one of those wild rides that, you know, it's short time game, but they do more than what you expect. And I kind of was like, oh, this is going to get kind of boring, but I kept getting enough of the, like, okay, I found now that I need a pickaxe for this door, and then I had like pretty much in two runs enough for the pickaxe, and then it just kind of kept moving. Anytime I did hit a blockade, it was just like one or two runs away.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So I felt like it's a good addition. I also, though, at the end, it starts to really pad it out. So it just kind of does things. It's like, oh, I guess it makes you do repeats.
Oh.
And I don't love the fact it's like backtrack and repeat and do the things again and do the thing again. I'm like, well, I feel like you've run out of runway and you're just telling me to go backwards. So overall, very fun.
All right.
Now, in the Turnip Boy world, do you have to report your illegal gains to the IRS?
I mean, we've already
committing more tax evasion.
Yeah, I think that we've already, you know. Confirm, I don't know, that.
Can you be convicted of tax evasion twice?
Yeah, that's double jeopardy. I don't
know. Is it?
Do that.
I don't know.
I guess it depends on how you're evading the taxes.
Right?
I feel like, well, I mean, I think you can. I feel like if you commit tax evasion and then you like get out of jail, I don't feel like you can just be like, well, I'm never doing taxes again, and they could never convict me. Like, I don't think that's how that
works.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
that'd be pretty cool.
Turnip Boy. So.
I mean, I did my taxes this week, so.
Aw.
Hooray. Hooray.
For having right. completed them. Good for you.
Yeah. Really on the wire here.
Hey, you got another 11 days.
Yeah. You could have done them next week.
I guess.
Should you have waited? No.
But no, getting back to Turnip Boy, I think that there's obviously could do a little bit more with this. I think that it could be fun. But I like the fact that the genre shifted from what it was before, which was like more of like a Zelda-like, to now this roguelike, you know, progressive upgrade system. I think that it's pretty fun.
I am very pleasantly surprised by the Turnip Boy series. So
it really came out of nowhere.
It didn't have to be as good as the first game was. So I'm glad that you got to enjoy some Turnip Boy this year, Alex.
Especially considering that like the runs end up being like 3-4 minutes.
Not too long.
No.
All right. Well, we don't have another game for you this week, but maybe next week we'll have even more.
I mean, also, we did have 3 games in the early adopters.
Nah, you're just cheaping out on the backlog.
Maybe next week we can have Alex play Payday 2 in VR.
Ooh.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
It so is. how much is this?
It's free DLC.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. While Alex is having his crisis, I'm going to transition over to our last segment of the night. One last thing, and this week's one last thing is brought to you by not being able to handle all that booty. Mm-hmm. This came up.
That was really...
In our lives, when we were discussing Stellar Blade, just so you know.
I mean, that was Joel.
You don't think that he can handle it, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's okay. Not everybody can handle so much booty. And I ain't talking about treasure. Hey! My one last thing for this week that is in April... Man, I just can't get over the fact that we're in April. I am slowly making my way towards the end of Persona 3, Reloaded, and already picked up Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, so I know what I'm doing for the rest of the year.
Dude, I heard some of the stuff that happens in the back half of Infinite Wealth, man, and oof, oof.
The first story got super crazy, serious, and dark.
I'm saying is that in a sad way.
Yeah, it was sad.
Well, this one...
Like, the reveal at the end, I was like, I don't feel good about anything.
This one, I feel like it'll be a little harder for you to feel sad about.
For me to feel sad? I always feel sad, Alex.
There's some history here. How about that? There's history with the Yakuza universe.
Okay. I'm sure I'll still feel bad. Go ahead, Alex. What do you got?
I really wish you guys hadn't told me this. Payday's 80 gigs. 85 gigs.
That's nothing. You freed up like 20 gigs last week.
Yeah, it's currently installing.
No! It's too much.
I know. Let me tell you, if all of a sudden my Discord starts cutting out, it was just... I did the right thing. I see myself in Discord starting to lose frame rate, and I'm like, well, you know what, worth it. Payday 2 VR, this is real dumb.
All right, well, Godspeed, sir. Alec,
I got nothing. I need to start picking up a couple games. Need to make my way through Chained Echoes and picked up Blasphemous 2 last week. So I just keep picking up games that I'm never going to play.
One day. You'll finally have time. But your eyes will also fall out of your head, so.
There was time now.
All right, everybody's good. You feel like you completed Alex's... He looks like he's got panic in his face. And
a bunch of stuff started popping up like, oh no, we got to update GeForce drivers for Payday 2. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh, you're losing frame rate. I can finally see it. Okay, let's do this.
Get us to the end.
Let's do this. That'll be it for this week's episode of Super GG Radio. Before you go, you can find us on X... formerly Twitter, at SuperGGRadio and twitch.tv/SuperGGRadio, where Thursdays, much like tonight, are podcast night. You can come, stay a while, listen to us ramble, or you can wait till the audio format comes out. Whatever, just please listen to us. Wednesdays, Alex is playing Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter Rise. He's trying to make his way through the Dawnbreaker.
Sunbreak.
We're going to call it Dawnbreaker.
Okay.
That's a much cooler name.
Yeah. Sunbreak. Whatever. Will he do it? Maybe. You'll just have to tune in to find out. And then Mondays, Joel is being the bad guy in Mass Effect. I heard that he successfully killed the Rachni Queen.
Yeah, he did.
What a dick.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, yeah, I killed the Rachni Queen. I was like, I remember saving her. And he goes, that's because you're weak.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, if you'd like to reach us with questions or input, our email address is mail@superggradio.com and provide us a review on iTunes or the podcast app of your choice. Thanks for listening and good game, Alex.
GG Getty.
Good game, Alec.
Good game.
And let's pour one out for Joel.
GG Joel.
With Joel out of commission, the intrepid trio shed off dead weight and completed the episode with ease. But like April Fool's Day jokes, no one is taking them seriously. Has Joel been sidelined for good? Will Alex play Stellar Blade on stream naked? And will Silksong get a Waffle House level? Find out next time on Super GG Radio.